KJAN Sports.
It is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. Our sports report is brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports, taking a look at baseball and softball scores from Friday. In baseball action, it was Cam over West Central Valley 14-0. Carroll beating Underwood 9-6. Harlan was a 1-0 winner over Denison Schleswig. Lewis Central slammed Creston 14-2, and it was Council Bluffs St. Albert over Council Bluffs TJ 5-1. Also Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln over Glenwood in baseball by a score of 2-1. In softball action, it was Cam over West Central Valley 5-0. Bishop Heelan Catholic was a 3-1 winner over Denison Schleswig. Kemper Catholic doubled up on Carroll 4-2. Panorama was a 16-6 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Other softball scores include Shenandoah over Stanton 9-3, Sydney beating Bedford 11-4. St. Albert was a 7-6 winner over Council Bluffs TJ. Southwest Valley beat Clarinda 8-7, and Trainer was a 9-4 winner over Red Oak. On tap for you today, 1A District Baseball action from Oneida. At 4:30, it'll be Lennox taking on Nottoway Valley, and the nightcap at 7 o'clock will be Orient-Maxburg versus Cam. The Big Ten and Pac-12 become the first leagues to shift to an all-conference fall schedule as the college sports world faces difficult decisions caused by the coronavirus pandemic. More Power Five conferences could follow, causing a ripple effect on small conference schools across the country. If more big conferences ditch non-conference games, smaller schools who rely on bye games to help fund their athletic departments will take huge financial hits at a time when they're already facing ugly bottom lines. Atlantic Coast Conference Commissioner Jim Swofford said the league expects to make its decision on fall sports in late July. The league put out Swofford's statement Friday afternoon saying the league has prepared numerous scenarios for fall competition over the last few months. The decision would come from the league's board of directors. Earlier this week, ACC delayed the start of fall competition until at least September 1st. That move impacts non-revenue programs like soccer, volleyball, field hockey, and cross country, but not football, at least for now. First football game involving an ACC team is North Carolina State's trip to Louisville on September 2nd. The Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association, the Conference of Historically Black Colleges, is suspending all fall sports out of concern over the COVID-19 pandemic. The conference says several of its schools are in states experiencing dramatic increases in new COVID-19 cases. Says the recent rise in cases has led to a pause in phased reopening plans in many of those states, resulting in uncertainty as to whether students will return to campus this fall at several CIAA institutions. The University of Virginia says two football players have tested positive for COVID-19 and will self-isolate for at least 10 days. The school says other members of the program found to have come into close contact with them will also go into quarantine. The school tested 110 players when they began returning to campus for voluntary workouts on July the 5th. Players with positive test results will self-isolate for 10 days or until they've been fever-free for at least 3 days, whichever is longer. The University of Michigan says two athletes tested positive during a second round of COVID-19 testing, bringing the total to 4 out of the 375 who have been tested. The school says none of the 139 staff members have tested positive. The Jacksonville Jaguars are planning to play home games in front of a significantly reduced capacity this fall. Fans in attendance will be required to wear face coverings. The team released details in an email to season ticket holders on Friday. Jacksonville expects about 25% capacity at TIA Bank Field in 2020 in compliance with state and local authorities following CDC local distancing guidelines. The stadium's capacity is listed at over 67,000. Japan's Professional Baseball League opened the delayed season 3 weeks ago. Now fans are back, too. After playing in empty stadiums to get the season started, Japan began allowing up to 5,000 fans into the games on Friday, or 50% of stadium capacity, whichever is smaller. Officials hope to allow stadiums to be filled to 50% capacity beginning August 1st. Hockey became the latest sport to finalize a return to the global pandemic after NHL owners and players approved an agreement Friday to resume the season, and with it an assurance of labor peace through September 2026. Games are scheduled to begin August 1st in Toronto and Edmonton, Alberta, with coronavirus cases in the U.S. pushing the league into Canada for the summer and fall until the Stanley Cup is awarded in late September or early October. Training camps open across North America on Monday in the NHL, which is also the deadline for players to opt out of participating with no penalty. The return-to-play plan, tentatively approved by the NHL and the NHL Players Association on Monday, was ratified by the league's Board of Governors and with majority approval from players following a 3-day voting period that ended on Friday. Along with it, the two sides also formally approved a 4-year extension of the collective bargaining agreement. The NHL is back with an expanded 24-team playoff format, but things will be much different from the norm, as in there will be no fans. There will be between 5 and 6 games a day at the start, up to 3 at each site, which will be heavily cordoned off from the public. That's a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.